Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Many of us are seeking support and a sense of community in what can seem like turbulent times. On March 6th, the Center City Chorale offers a musical refuge with Spirit Songs, a free concert at Wilmington's First and Central Presbyterian Church, with a diverse lineup of music it says will calm your soul and feed your spirit. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny is joined by local musician Jordan Barrett, board president of Market Street Music, which Center City Chorale is part of, to preview Spirit Songs and how music can provide comfort and connection amid uncertainty.
Let me start by just asking you to tell me a little bit about Center City Chorale and its history.
Sure. Center City Chorale traces its history back decades to the 1970s, and it is an adult community choir, all volunteer, no audition. And one of the things that makes it remarkable is that oftentimes this type of choir requires some sort of tuition or payment from its participants, but it is totally free of charge for its participants, totally supported by Market Street Music. It's made of people who mostly currently or formerly worked downtown. The concept is that they can do this on their lunch break. They rehearse for an hour on Tuesday afternoons. But there are others who have just learned about the choir and travel in as well. But despite the fact that they're all amateur singers, they sing at a higher level than you might expect from a typical amateur choir because they work very hard and they take it very seriously. And our artistic director, David Chalot, is very skilled at working with singers and people. So he makes it fun, rehearsals are fun, and it's a great community. And so they produce something really remarkable.
And roughly how many members are there in the chorale?
Generally, it's about 35 or so. It varies depending on who's available to participate, but about 35.
This concert's theme coming up on March 6th is Spirit Songs. And I wonder how that concept came about. How did that idea get started?
Well, oftentimes themes for concerts come from a particular piece that you're interested in, and then you build a theme around it. And that's what happened here. For this concert, that piece was The Spirit of the Lord by Philip Stopford, which is sort of a substantial piece that David thought would be challenging but achievable for the choir. Oftentimes when we hear the word spirit, we think the Christian Holy Spirit, but this piece takes its text from the Hebrew scriptures before the concept of Holy Spirit came about. And then we added three pieces that are about the Christian Holy Spirit, from two from traditional Western composers, but then one from Nigeria that includes different sounds, instruments. And then finally, a totally secular piece, setting of a poem by Robert Frost called Choose Something Like a Star, where you might imagine that the star is a sort of spirit. So essentially the theme of this concert is the idea that people of all faiths or no faith at all often turn to some sort of spirit for guidance or comfort.
And you mentioned performing some music from non-Western composers. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about the piece from Nigeria that you mentioned.
Yes. It's called Wa 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 A Mi Mi Mo. It's a traditional Nigerian melody, but it's arranged by artistic director David Chalot, and it just has one simple text that translates to Come, O Holy Spirit, Come. And it's written for two parts, and they essentially just kind of go back and forth and echo each other with some rhythmic instruments in between.
And I know you touched a little bit on the repertoire, but in a larger sense, what can audiences expect to hear and see at this concert?
Well, I think that they can expect to be inspired by really committed and earnest music making. It happens in a beautiful room that is perfect sonically for choirs. The text is going to be in the program, so they can expect to really be able to follow it along and understand what the text is. Our overwhelming feeling at Market Street Music is that good music changes people. And so I think people can expect to be inspired and changed, and hopefully inspired to come back to some of our other concerts, because these free concerts happen weekly in the spring and fall, and they're a broad, broad variety. So we hope people will be inspired by the concert and inspired to come back.
Talking a little bit more about the idea of spirit songs. We live in kind of anxious times right now. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of weirdness out there. A lot of people are dispirited. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about sort of the power of music to shed a better light on things, to kind of help us still find some inspiration.
Well, I think that texts like these demonstrate the fact that people have always looked to something external for some help or some guidance. Throughout history, from antiquity all the way to today. And I think that people in confusing times, they're not sure where to turn. And so they look up to the sky, to God, to whatever their faith leader is, for some sort of guidance and comfort. And I think that in a moment like this, you can come in for 30 minutes, just be transported somewhere else. I think that even if you're not of a particular faith and you don't, the guidance from a particular spirit doesn't quite resonate with you, just the fact that music can just transport you to a different place, even if for half an hour. I know it as a professional musician myself. It's just, there's nothing like it to replace it. So I think that that is really the power of something like this.
And you mentioned concerts going on during the spring and fall. Can you talk about some upcoming performances in the next couple of months as well?
Yes. Yeah, so this concert on March 6th kicks off our Thursday Noontime concert series. We have two concerts, main concert series that we do in the Thursday Noontime concerts. They're short, half an hour bits at 12:30 on Thursdays. They are totally free of charge. We have a donation basket if you're so inspired to donate, but there's no barrier to entry. And they include an incredibly broad variety of styles. So, for example, the week after this concert will be the Shiraz Ensemble, which is a group of people from Iran, and they will create a soundscape unlike anything you've heard that will totally transport you away from 11th and Market Street. Next week, come back and hear jazz. And then the week after that, you can come hear an accordion player. So it's just, there's something for everyone, and anyone can come and be inspired by these. And then if you come and say, well, I think I'd like a little more of this, we actually have our festival concert series, which are full-length concerts. And the first one of those happens on Saturday, March 15th, and that is a group called Variant Six with the Sylvan Concert of Viols. It's six singers and six viol players, which is an early kind of ancestor to the violin. An instrument that's thought often to mimic the human voice. And so you come and hear how voices and those viols kind of come together with both early music and a world premiere of a new piece.
Wonderful. Speaking about the afternoon concert series, the Thursday afternoon series, one thing that strikes me is that a lot of times there are barriers to entry to experiencing art music, classical music. And this feels like a little bit more laid back, informal, not as intimidating experience, right?
It is for many reasons. One, it's in a community landmark that people know, First and Central Presbyterian Church. We are welcoming to everyone who comes. The wide variety of music, it feels kind of less perhaps stuffy, I hate to use that term, than a typical classical music concert. It's short, digestible pieces. And then on top of that, I should mention that for people who the barrier to entry is simply coming to the building, we actually recently started a series called Music Where We Are, where we bring several times per season one of these acts from our Thursday Noontime concerts to a place where the people there might not get the chance to come, like a senior center or a school or an apartment building, that kind of thing.
And then finally, just to reiterate, where to go and when to hear Spirit Songs.
Spirit Songs is happening March 6th, Thursday, at First and Central Presbyterian Church at 12:30 p.m. Really hope to see you there.
Thanks to local musician Jordan Barrett, board president of Market Street Music, and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we close out the green next with Enlighten Me, where we explore the challenges of sticking to New Year's resolutions and ways to effectively turn goals into lasting habits. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.